When lawmakers in Tallahassee talk about biometrics, they're talking about hands or eyeballs being scanned or fingerprints being collected. For Port Orange Republican Senator Dorothy Huchel, it's a slippery slope.
Here we're talking about government taking information from children to perform a task that's not related to education. Checking out a book in the library, is education. Why do you need to take a biometric?
Huchel says she sponsored the bill to protect children from identity theft. Kissimmee Democratic Senator Darren Soto asked Huchel why biometric data collection should be banned. Why not give parents the chance to opt in?
If they were presented with the correct information, made a choice to have their kids in the program, you wouldn't find that objectionable?
I think the better way is to not have it at this point in time. I don't think we have protections in place. I don't think we have all of the information available to know what the long-term ramifications would be.
For Huchel, those long-term ramifications could be an invasion of privacy or health concerns for kids who have their irises or palms scanned multiple times a day. The bill also requires schools to start using student identification numbers instead of Social Security numbers. The bill will become law this summer unless the governor vetoes it. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.